brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Excuse me. A reading from according to the Gospel of Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out traveling to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sounding of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who spoke, that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit, and he has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and he has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today is this great feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Jesus tells us that it is also our feast day. It's the feast day of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. And this is the thing that's so astonishing, that what Mary has received, God is promising to us. Just think about this. She has assumed body and soul into heaven, glorified. And Jesus says, this is his hint. Jesus says that this is what he's going to give to the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Why would Our Lady of Revelation say 73 years ago, "Time has now come to an end"? Why would she hint at that in a very powerful way? It's because everything is going to change. Everything's going to change. And the evil one, he's got his new world order ready. The evil one, you know, he's going to change everything the way he wants it. Because this is the time of change. The devil knows it's going to happen, but our God wins. Our Lady, Mother and Queen of Heaven and Earth, leads the way. And what God is going to do is he's going to bring about a new beginning. So this proclamation of Our Lady, this Magnificat, has to become ours. We have to echo Our Lady. And that's what the little children of the Holy Divine will do. They echo what Our Lady has said, what Our Lady is teaching us. And what does she say? "My soul proclaims the greatness of God." Okay, that's the first thing it has to start. Our soul has to proclaim God. God has to be seen in us. By the way we think, by the way we talk, by the way we act. And for most of us, we're so far from this beautiful quote of Our Lady that we need a lot of practice to get back to where we should be in our thoughts, our words, our deeds. You know, sometimes jokes are funny, but when you tell a joke, if Jesus couldn't say that, if Mary couldn't say that, we can't say it. God is refining us. Our thoughts, if Jesus can't think it, if Mary won't think it, then we can't think it. Our actions, if Jesus can't do that, if Mary can't do that, we can't do this. Our soul has proclaimed how great God is. Our spirit rejoices. There's no misery. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There can be no sin. My spirit rejoices in God. We love Him. We praise Him. We thank Him. We bless Him. We worship Him. With Jesus and Mary worshiping God in us, praising God in us, glorifying God in us. The new Adam and the new Eve is who we have to follow. Mary, Mother, Queen of Heaven and Earth. We celebrate this today. Why? Because this is what Jesus says. This is so amazing. You know, some people just can't stand the Blessed Mother. They can't stand the Mother of God. They say they're filled with the Spirit, but they don't want to turn to Jesus and Mary. They'll turn to Jesus. What does Scripture say? Very clearly. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. Blessed Virgin Mary. They know she's a virgin because that's what was predicted. They know she's the mother of Jesus because that's what she was. All generations will call me blessed, the Blessed Virgin Mary. I know some people just go Mary, but we should always have that reverence, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's our mother, she's our queen, she gave birth to our Savior. She was paradise for Jesus. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Let's look at our lives. He has asked us to be baptized Catholics. He has asked us to be receive Him in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He has asked us to be confirmed and filled with the Holy Spirit, seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. He has asked us to be married with His blessing, God's blessing. He's asked us to be ordained with His holy ordination. And you have to understand, Catholic, being Catholic, is the greatest blessing that God has given to mankind. To be Catholic, to go back to that universal life. And that's what the Book of Heaven is. The Book of Heaven brings us back to that universal life that Adam lost. The how it's going to happen and the why it's going to happen is found in the Book of Heaven. And if you're reading, God bless you. Nothing can stay the same. He's always as the Word. Each word that He speaks is infinite, He says. It's a divine life. Why? It's coming from the Savior. When God said, fiat lux, all the universe was created in an instant. When Our Lady said, fiat mihi, the incarnation, God became man. He was conceived in her womb with her fiat. And now the fiat voluntas, may your kingdom reign in me, this dust, this earth, as it does in heaven. That's what God's plan. And He's asking us, are you willing to accept this? Are you willing to embrace this? He has done great things for me. Holy is His name. Each and every one of us here, we're at the point of death at one point or another in our life. And God said, hey, I'm in charge. I'm going to wake you up. Why? So that you can get closer to me. I'm going to use the situation to make sure that you turn to me. I mean, we're going to thank God for everything we've gone through. We're going to thank Him and praise Him and bless Him and adore Him and worship Him because of who He is and what He has done for us. Right now, we're so blind, we can't even see. Catholic, we're Catholic. We can spend time for the Blessed Sacrament, adoring Him and loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him and blessing Him and worshiping Him. Right after communion, we're going to be silent again
Why? To enter into that communion. The Mass ends right after that. Why? The church does not want to interfere with our freedom of being in communion with Him. Use the sense. I don't care if the whole church is talking after communion. You pray in their name for everyone that receives communion, Jesus. From the beginning of time to the end of time. Everyone, I want to adore you. I want to love you. I want to praise you. I want to glorify you. I want to worship you. I want you, Jesus, to be praying in my praying. I want to give the Father all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that our Heavenly Father so rightly deserves. You don't have to look at them with the evil eye saying, shh. For every sound, I adore you. For every laughter, I praise you. For every glory, everything that's the dropping an object, I adore you. I love it. Barking at a dog, I adore you. I praise you. I love you for all the barks of all the dogs of all the world. I want to give you, Lord, all the glory. Because Jesus said, I could have put voices on everything. He says, but I wanted you, Adam, to be the voice, the praise, the glory of God. In the name of everyone and everything. When Adam lost that, it was silent. Everything was silent until Jesus and Mary came to earth. And when Jesus and Mary came to earth, what happened? The singing, the praising, the glory to God was happening again. And then Jesus and Mary left. And you heard little murmurs of the saints. They were doing the will of God, not living in the will of God, as Jesus and Mary did. And then all of a sudden, Luis is here. Jesus teaches her how to praise and glorify and love him the way Adam did. And then when she wrote everything down in the book, those that are reading the book are beginning to learn how to do this. How to praise God and love God and glorify God and worship God as God originally planned. This music is beginning again. And it's terrifying the demon. He is so upset. He wants to destroy everything before the kingdom. He can't do that. With us, one with Jesus and Mary through the Luisa, God wins. God's going to win anyways, but he's offering this to us. He says, what I gave to Luisa, I'd like to give to you. If you wish, 30, 60, or 100 fold, you can use your free will. You can use your free will to choose to live in the divine will. Or you can use your free will to choose to continue to live in your misery. It's up to you, Jesus says. That's what the Book of Heaven does. Jesus is talking to us every day. He's expressing his love for us because of what he gave to Luisa. And he's saying, I want you to have as much as you wish. I want you to become my divine masterpiece. I want to say to all the angels and the saints, look what I've created. Look what they allowed me to create in them, in, with, through, and for them. There's such, just look at where are they is in heaven in a glorified state. This is our hope. This is why it's our feast day today as well. Jesus is getting us ready for the kingdom. He's getting this ready, and this is why he says, he has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. I love the image of the mosaic in the Basilica in Washington of the Immaculate Conception. Jesus is there, and he's got this huge arm. He's the biggest, he's the most powerful God around. And what does it say? He shows the strength of his arm. He's our king. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to worry about. And he scatters the proud. The proud don't want Jesus. The proud, I will not serve. I will not obey. He scatters them. They're going to be gone. He has lifted, he says, and he has cast down the mighty from their thrones. They're going to be gone. He lifts up the lowly, the little ones. We are the little children of the Holy Divine Will. We are nothing. Jesus says to Louisa, Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. But when I'm there, you're my prize, you're my joy, you're my hope, you're my masterpiece. When I'm there, it's the reflection of Jesus. We're nothing. We're miserable human beings. The only thing we're good at is sin. God is the one who frees us of that. And that's what he's doing with this great book of the divine law. He's teaching us. He's teaching us through the book of heaven how to be free of our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich, the proud, he has sent away empty. We hunger for God. We hunger for holiness. We hunger for to be what God has called us to be. We don't want to stand in his way any longer. We say to Jesus, you're free to do with me as you wish. I am yours. I'm completely yours. Whatever you want of me is fear. Whatever you say. So what does Jesus do? He gives us a sunny day, it's fiat. He gives us a rainy day, it's fiat. He gives us a cold day, it's fiat. He gives us a hot day, it's fiat. This is what he's given us. And we have to begin to learn to say yes to God in every situation. He loves us. He's going to take care of us. He loves your family. He's going to take care of your family. And if you are going to be the Savior, God help your family. But if you're consecrating yourself to your children to Jesus and Mary, there's no worry. Jesus, if you need a 2x4 to hit him behind the head, so be it. It's true. God used 2x4 on me a few times. Like I was telling the guys last night, I said, I got more stitches on my head. If my head was shaved, you need to go, what, how did he get those railroad tracks all over his head? It's God doesn't want to lose us. Suffering and pain is a good thing because we wake up and we turn to him. Like this afternoon, the healings that are coming are going to be amazing. We're going to pray with full confidence. There's not going to be doubts. There's not going to be... a doubt says to Jesus, I'm not too sure you can do it. The woman who grabbed his hem, why did he grab the hem of his garment? What's the hem? It's the tillit that he's wearing. It's the four corners of the prayer shawl. And in Leviticus, it says that the hem of the Messiah will heal you. So what does this woman do? She says, I believe he's the Messiah, and grabs his hem. Jesus turns around. Who touched me? Who believes in me? And then when she confessed, he says, it's because of your faith that you are healed. It's not magic. It's trusting in him, believing in him, hoping in him, having confidence in him. Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. That's what scripture says. That's what Jesus says. He has come to help his servant Israel. We are Israel. He has come to help us. For he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. We are the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Don't be afraid of anything. Trust in him. Believe in him. Have confidence in him. He is our hope. There's no hope without Jesus. There is no hope without him. Mary remained about 3 months and then returned to her home. God is going to bless us in ways that will astonish us. He wants to heal us. He wants to restore us. And he's given us the book of heaven. Jesus calls the book of heaven the gospel of the kingdom, the testament of love, the testament of the kingdom. As we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, everything changes for us. Nothing remains the same. Nothing remains the same. So let us pray the creed. Please stand.